Yeah.
Do the cheerleaders get to go to the Super Bowl?
I was wondering the same thing. I don't think they do. Do they, David?
They should, shouldn't they?
Oh, they should, yeah. I mean, the players have to sleep with someone while they're down there. Kendra, working at the QT in Manchester, emailed us, and she wants me to replay the reaction. My mom's reaction to the fake lottery ticket that I gave her. And let me just preface this by saying my mom plays the lottery every week. I think she's won like $10. So anyway, listen carefully. This is it.
Did we win?
Jesus Christ! Wait a minute! Did that say... Wait a minute.
Oh, honey.
Did that say $10,000?
No.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's a fake lottery ticket, and I got your reaction on tape.
Let's go back to yesterday morning, downtown, Trans World Dome. It's the Billy Graham News Conference. And you wouldn't believe who stood up and asked a question.
Jason Dean, 92 WIL Radio. First of all, it's an honor to have you in town, Reverend Graham. And if I can shift gears for just a second, do you listen to country music at all?
We get the Nashville sound where we live, too. And our next crusade will be in Nashville. So I'm looking forward to meeting the country people there, and I know a lot of them now, and some of them are my personal friends.
So if you get to Nashville, you're going to be looking forward to Shania Twain's black leather pants, I'm sure. Since we are in the TWA Dome, you mentioned earlier the Rams are 4-0. Is there any way you can lead us into a little prayer to take us to 5-0 against the Falcons this weekend?
Thank you very much for the privilege.
There was this strange humming sound coming from his pants.
From the front or the back?
The front, from the crotch area.
I don't suppose you remember his name.
Jason Dean.
Hello?
Jason?
Hi.
Hi, I heard you're going to Oregon.
Yes.
Did you know what that is? That's
what?
The capital of Weenie Wack.
What?
That's where all those guys go to get those sex change operations.
They go to Oregon?
Yes. In fact, we have one working where I work.
Is it a guy who is now a girl?
Right. That's where he went, Portland, Oregon.
Oh, come on. Let me talk to him. Her.
No, I get fired.
No. Just transfer me, and I won't say anything.
No, I can't do that. But he changed his name from Harold Zimmerly to Karen Marie Zimmerly.
What does she look like now?
Like crap.
Did they do a good job?
Oh, I didn't see it, but somebody else here did. And he had the boob job done at the same time.
Well, listen, you guys, I've got a confession. I'm going to be a woman. I'm lifting up my shirt right now. I've got
nice.
I've got
breasts.
In another studio at the radio station is a dwarf ex-porn star. We can't even give this guy's name. His voice is altered.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
It's been about a year and a half since we talked to you last.
Yes.
What can you tell me about yourself?
I was in the pornography industry for a couple of years back in the mid-90s.
How did you get into porn? I mean, how does someone get into porn, especially a dwarf?
I was in a bar one night with my then-girlfriend, and this guy just came up to me and offered me a job in one of those kind of movies.
And it was a lot of money, right?
It was a lot more money than I was making doing other stuff, which was few and far between. So.
Yeah. Do you still get offers to do stuff?
Really?
Like what?
There was a couple of movies this last year. Triple X-Men.
Oh, really?
All right.
There was a movie called Poke Me Mon.
Let me guess.
Poke Me Mon.
These are real movies.
You have a sick mind.
I didn't write these.
Fabulous.
It's the Morning Zoo, live from Australia at the 2000 Olympic Games. On Z100.
Stacy and I are actually outside the studio right now. What would you say, about 50 feet away from Darling Harbor in the water, Stace?
If that.
It's absolutely beautiful here, though. There are thousands of people. And at what time is it here in Sydney, Dan?
Well, it's almost 2 a.m. Saturday morning in Sydney, Australia.
Okay, so we bought a six-pack of beer. Stace, what kind of beer is it? We know it's Australia.
It's Tasmanian beer.
Tasmanian beer.
And we found a guy who is willing to do a cannonball into Darling Harbor for this six-pack of beer. Where it is. Just about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Lucas, hey, where are you from, man?
Brazil.
All right, you're from Brazil?
Brazil.
He's now taking off all of his clothes. He's wearing jeans.
He's taking his
tennis
clothes
shoes.
Off?
Yes, he's taking his clothes off. Hey, what do you have, boxers on under there?
No boxers.
Is he naked?
The guy is totally naked right now. Lucas, go. He's totally naked. Here we go. He is in the water right now. The crowd's going crazy out here in Sydney, Australia. How does it feel, Lucas?
Very good.
Jason, is there shrinkage?
Oh, my God.
Yes, there is a little shrinkage. I mean, I didn't want to look, but I had to.
Oh, my God.
Z100, Portland's number one hit music station. Brian McKnight.
This is Z100. You've heard of the station, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
And your name is Brian McKnight.
That's what they say.
Welcome to this thing, man.
Thank you, man. It's cool.
All right, I have a question for you. You ready? How in the hell do you sing so good, man? Seriously, your music is like, it's like a little baby's butt.
I think...
That's a compliment, by the way.
Thank you. I'd like to think so.
It is so smooth, it really is.
Thank you. I think, you know, if you knew anybody else in my family, they all sing like me. I mean, my children now, you're just born with it, and, you know, you just sort of work on it as best you can. But, unfortunately, it's just the way that it happens. God chose my family to be the one that sort of...
You bastards. No, I'm just kidding. How many people do you think over the years have made love while your music's just playing in the background?
I don't know.
There's got to be millions. I would say it's in the millions by now.
I'd say it'd be difficult to speculate on a number that big, you know?
As a matter of fact, I think a couple of people have already started to do it out there.
Really?
Before you even hit the stage. Really? So they're out there in the crowd right now making love.
Yeah, there's always a bit of nakedness at shows that I do.
I cannot stand Jason D. He is a self-centered, egotistical flop who messes up your program every day. Why in the hell they put you on early in the morning or something? I and a lot of people don't know.
Z100.